This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Representatives of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe say the Biden administration should take action against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Standing Rock and three other tribes have sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for issuing an illegal permit for the pipeline under the Trump administration. Now they say President Biden should not leave it to the courts to decide whether the pipeline should be shut down. Victoria Wicks reports.
Brandon Maui is a councilman with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He says President Joe Biden should follow through on his promise to become a leader in environmental battles and protect the Missouri River from potential oil spills from the Dakota Access Pipeline.
So it's not just the rights for Standing Rock to have access to those clean waters or to ensure that those waters are clean, but also millions of people downstream.
Maui says President Biden should do what other administrations have not done, require U.S. government agencies to sit down with tribes in nation-to-nation consultation and take seriously the expertise of tribal leaders. Maui made his comments at a news conference following an April 9th hearing in a D.C. federal court, where a lawyer for the Corps of Engineers told the judge the agency doesn't intend to take action on the pipeline for at least a year after an environmental study has been completed. In the meantime, the pipeline operates without an easement. Standing Rock's attorney is Jan Hasselman of Earth Justice. He says in granting permits, the Corps of Engineers has historically treated tribal consultation as a box to be checked. Hasselman says the Corps should consult with tribes as an opportunity to learn.
If they had listened to the tribe from the beginning and reconsidered where this pipeline was sited, this whole thing could have been avoided, but they didn't.
Another federal court hearing is set for April 19th. In the meantime, Hasselman and Maui say Standing Rock will continue to pressure the Biden administration to step up. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oak Flat, a sacred site in Arizona, is a proposed copper mining site. Some locals against the project virtually attended one of the affiliated company's shareholder meetings Friday in London. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media has more.
The company proposing the mining project at Oak Flat is Resolution Copper. It's a subsidiary of Rio Tinto and BHP. Roger Featherstone, the director of the Arizona Mining Reform Coalition, is one of the people who challenged Rio Tinto at its meeting and brought up its destruction of sacred rock shelters in Australia.
They said that they had not broken the law in blowing up the caves, but that clearly they should have gone beyond the written law to do what was right. But at Oak Flat, they're clearly not planning on doing that.
Multiple lawsuits have been filed over the project, some of which focus on religious freedoms and others environmental impacts. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The Muscogee Creek Nation in Oklahoma announced Friday the purchase of two mobile health units to deliver COVID-19 vaccines to underserved areas. The tribe's health department will travel throughout the Muscogee Reservation and vaccinate both Native and non-Native people. No advanced appointments are required. The tribe recently added the one-dose J&J vaccine for those who may find it challenging to get the two-dose vaccination. A mobile clinic was held over the weekend, and events will be updated online at creekhealth.org. Tributes are pouring in from across the country on social media for LaDonna Brave Bull Allard. Her family announced her passing on social media Saturday after battling cancer. The historian, advocate, and grassroots leader is well known for her fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline and helping found a cultural camp to oppose the pipeline near Cannonball, North Dakota. Services are being planned for this weekend in Fort Yates. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.